And it's time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom Davis, and in studio with me, we have David Wood, the BDA president. And on phone, we have Trevor Dorsey. Trevor, I want to bring you in first. How you doing there, young man?
Good. Doing good this morning. How are you all?
Doing great. I know that you're spring breaking in a little bit with the kids, because I heard y'all having fun yesterday while we were talking. So I know that we got a lot going on. But first of all, we have David in here with us. And is there a couple of things that you'd like to set the table with here before we get beginning?
Sure, you bet. I wanted to talk about a few things before I turn it over to David, who will give you some great insight on Bartlesville Development Authority. But some of you may know or may not know that the Ward 4 City Council seat is open due to Alan Jinch's resignation, and he is now our new municipal judge. I'm very excited for Alan, and I know he'll do a great job for the city in that role. But hated to lose him on the city council, but wanted to make sure that if you live in Ward 4 and you have interest in potentially serving in that role, the rest of the city council will be basically electing someone or picking someone from a group of people, applicants, who are interested. So if you want to get your resume or letter of interest, please submit that to the city manager's office at 401 South Johnstone, or you can email that to Elaine Baines at REBANES at cityofbartlesville.org. We'll be accepting those applications through the 26th of March, and that appointment, the term expires in November of 2022. However, I would encourage, if people are interested in running for that position, that they consider running a campaign or running for that position again. In order to apply, you have to live in that ward for at least 6 months, or 6 weeks, sorry, I think, and no felony convictions, minimum age of 25 years, and hold no other positions in city government. We've got a few jobs open out there. One being to our wonderful fire chief, John Banks. He will be retiring, and his retirement will be on June 30th. So we are seeking and looking for a new fire chief, going through that process. John has done a wonderful job for our city, and we thank him for his many years of service. Some of the other jobs available are construction crew lead, water department, construction equipment operator, that's also in the water department, construction labor, water department, and then we have sanitation, and then two maintenance working positions, and all those and in the water department. So Terry Lawrence has got several openings over there. And so if you're looking for a job, we would ask that you maybe apply with the city of Bartlesville. And Tom, you and I always talk about commissions, committees, and boards, and how important those are to the city council. We have several areas where people can volunteer and give us their expertise to help the city. Two of such positions are on the Ambulance Commission. We have one on the City Planning Commission, one on Construction, Fire Code, and Appeals Board. We have two on the Library Board, and one on the White Rose Cemetery Board. So if you have interest in serving the city and helping out, we would love for you to consider one of those positions, because they are very valuable to the city. And we always need people to serve and help. I think May 3rd through the 7th is yard debris collection time. And you can set those out on the curb. And those will be picked up by the sanitation crews. The limbs, yard clippings, branches, we ask that none of those be longer than 4 feet. And they can be in either dark or clear bags. And again, that's May 3rd through 7th. And since we did not have a meeting last night, that's about all I got right now. So I will turn it over to you, Tom, and David Woods, and look forward to hear what David's got to say to everybody.
All right. Thank you very much, Trevor. I understand, first of all, David, Bartlesville Development Authority has been developing a lot over the years. And it's finally nice to meet you face-to-face here, because some of the great things that I enjoy here in Bartlesville as a newcomer, I thought they'd already been around for a long time. Many of them are pretty darn new, like that shopping center down there at Silver Lake, things that are happening there at the old Kmart, and wow, you even brought the movies and our good friends at TrueSafe into town here just recently. That's just a short list. So what is it that you guys do besides just the little bit of magic there at BDA?
Well, thank you, Tom. It's good to meet you, and thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. The last 5 years has truly been a stellar run for BDA and Economic Development in Bartlesville. As you mentioned, 5 years ago, as we were going into the election, we pledged that we were going to do everything we could to try to get a significant shopping venue right in the center of town. So here we are 5 years later. Silver Lake Village, in fact, did occur. While this was going on, we also knew that if Atwoods would complete their move to the south, that would trigger bringing in the Chick-fil-A, our most requested brand, as well as a redevelopment of all of Eastland. The Kmart redevelopment was really a gift. We appreciate that a great deal, having now divided that into five bays.
And what a beautiful repurposing of a big building.
They did a fabulous job with that. Hopefully, and we'll know soon enough, whether or not the Bricktown Brewery, just south of the CVS, will be coming in. I suspect it will, but we don't know for sure yet on that. You know, retail got most of the ink over the last 5 years, but there have been some really good things that happened on the primary industry front as well. You may recall that it was a shock and sad when Siemens announced that they would be closing their manufacturing operation that had been here for quite a while west of Bartlesville out by the airport. One of the divisions that was operating there was their machine shop. And the plan corporate-wise was they would simply close the plant and outsource a good deal of their machining. This was probably going to end up in India or China. The machine shop foreman and his team stepped up and said, if you need to outsource, we would like to form a company and outsource it to us. You know, we're skilled, we know what we're doing, and Siemens was great to work with to make that happen. And we also provided some operating capital as well as some equity for their building. And I talked to Mark Phillips at Phillips Precision Machine just a couple of days ago. Absolutely doing great, and their 16 employees is more like 20 now, and they are continuing to grow. So we were able to retain those jobs. Most recently, you know, we had an opportunity to sell the facility we owned that had been leased to ABB. That showed a real long-term commitment for Bartlesville, so we were delighted to be able to do that. And with the proceeds, once again, circling back, we bought the Siemens building. So it's been a wild ride.
It's been a creative ride. It's been really kind of fun to watch, because in so many other different communities, they just don't seem to have that drive or that interest to want to be creative, to repurpose things, or to make things happen purposefully like this, and in a hurry, I might add. It doesn't seem like in a hurry, it just seems like it's been falling into place nicely, I should rephrase.
Bartlesville has some real advantages, one of them being the way that their economic development is funded through a sales tax.
And we've got one of those elections coming up,
we do, April 6th. So with that, the resources, every 5 years, the community decides, is this something that they want to continue? And since 1986, overwhelmingly, every 5 years, the community has said that they do. Also with that, we've had a council, and we've also had trustees on the BDA board who have really been committed to the mission and stay inside their box, which is recruitment of primary industry jobs so that we can export goods and services and import money. And then also on the retail front, not only to keep more of our citizens here and enjoying it and spending their money in town, but also to become a magnet for our friends in Coffeyville and Independent. We're a bit of a hub for them too now, which makes visitors contribute to our revenue, and we appreciate that.
Indeed. In fact, you've gone outside the box again with the DBA. There's an incentive program for maybe people who are bringing in new workers. How does this work out? Because this really sounds like you hit the lottery almost. Well, if you're the person coming to Bartlesville, first of all, Bartlesville's a great town.
Early when I arrived here 10 years ago, we collaborated with OSU to create an economic model. And what we were really looking for is, what is a new job of average wage worth to the city of Bartlesville? And basically, it comes down to $1,000 a year per head that ends up in the city coffers. Mm-hmm. So we take everything assuming it's going to last 10 years. We hope it lasts forever, but we can't really calculate an ROI on infinite. Mm-hmm. So with 10 years, it's worth $10,000 for a good job. Unfortunately, it only applies if those people live here. That's when the economic benefits occur. So in this case, our friends at COP and P66, to my knowledge, have never pursued any local incentives. We would have been more than happy to have contributed $10,000 per job for that job creation. Since the company did not ask for it, COP's acquisition of Concho Resources, this was an opportunity to redirect those funds to say, if you live here, buy a house here, then we will pay you the $10,000 to do that.
Sweet.
I'm really hopeful that we'll start to see this as more of the standard practice, because that's really where the benefits lie, is when new, well-compensated employees come move into their community, and of course, we get to participate in their sales taxes.
And they get to live a sweet life here in a very sweet community. It works out pretty well for all of us.
They do, and Bartlesville is a very easy place to live. We're seeing a lot of interest now as the trend starts to move away from the major markets and people seeking an easier place to raise their family.
Oh, yeah, what they call micropolitans are very attractive. Yeah, very attractive. Well, you know, people will say, well, what's in Bartlesville? I said, well, we've got Phillips 66, we've got ConocoPhillips, and, they're making movies, too. Now, we've got part of that Siemens building rented out to a movie company, don't we?
That was just another gift. Maria Gus, who's the executive director of Visit Bartlesville, uh-huh, a.k.a. the Visitors Convention and Visitors Bureau, she works really hard to attract film to the community. Mm-hmm. So when the opportunity came up, I'm sorry, everyone knows who it is and what the movie is and who the producer is. I have an NDA that precludes me from referring to it anything other than Project Gray Horse.
Got it. I understand.
So when this movie was landing, we were approached by the officials at Gray Horse that said they would like to take the office tower from the Siemens building that had been vacant for at least 8 years and use that as their primary production office. So not only did they rent the space and help us with the initial shakedown by having a tenant in there, by the time it's over, they will have had 50,000 room nights in our community, but between now and late fall. And that comes on a time, you know, following COVID, where our hospitality industry was just absolutely hammered. So all of those workers that are in town, staying in our hotels, eating in our restaurants, it's just absolutely fantastic for the community.
It is. And then another tenant, I guess, out there at the Siemens area is our TruSafe people, right?
Tritanium Labs, yes.
That's the big name for it, yes.
So this is a startup company out of Chicago, mm-hmm, and they had secured a very large contract to produce hand sanitizer. And the cost difference between producing that here versus Chicago was substantial, I'll just say that. At the moment, they're not into production yet, mm-hmm, but there's some equipment to be acquired, and they picked up 40,000 square feet of the facility that we purchased.
Mm-hmm. This is amazing. And as they say, the hits keep coming, because I know that we're working on some other things. Word up is that the chicken wars are about to get hot here in town. Have we heard anything more about Popeye's chicken coming in?
Okay, let's do revisit Popeye.
Let's do that, because everybody gets it all confused.
And I know any number of people just say, you know, what is BDA's fascination with chicken? You know, we brought in Chick-fil-A has landed, and as well as Chicken Express
right down the road.
And now here comes another one that BDA was involved with. Truly the story on that one. Chicken Express never came to us and talked to us about anything. They did it all on their own, so
cool.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Popeye's chicken, what it came down to is the sellers of that property, which was at that time the Sooner Motel, mm-hmm, and the buyers there was a gap in what the sellers were willing to accept and the buyers were willing to offer that hinged on the demolition of that motel. And if y'all remember that, it wasn't an especially attractive structure. It was deemed city. The city officials asked us if there was something that we could do to make that go away and to conclude this transaction. So that really wasn't so much about chicken. It was improving Highway 75. The deal as
beautification.
The deal typically, as we do, we will offer an incentive, and that incentive is payable at the time that the key is turned for certificate of occupancy. So under this, while there was $65,000 pledged as reimbursement for the demolition of the motel, it's cost the taxpayers nothing. So unless and until a Popeye's Chicken is in fact built on that site, it has cost the taxpayer nothing.
Okay, there we go. So just wait and see that.
Pretty much in all things that we do, Tom, we do look at it and say, and what happens if the expected outcome doesn't occur, and we've done everything possible to make sure that the city's money has not gone out until we have received the benefits.
Understood. That's a great way to do business. Amen. So we've got the tax election coming up here, and it's actually a renewal. Well, this isn't a brand new thing. Just make that clear, coming up in April.
That's correct. Every 5 years, the community gets to decide if they think their economic development investment mm-hmm. is paying off for them. Since 1986, they've overwhelmingly concluded that it was. And based on the last 5 years, I would expect a similar result.
Man, well, I tell you what, it sounds like it's a lot of hard work. But on the outside looking in, it looks like the BDA is kind of having fun. It's like, well, let's see what else we can do to make Bartlesville kind of more fun, more entertaining, more engaging, more let's keep everybody here at home and having fun.
Well, when it's all working,
yeah,
it is fun. I guess I would say that probably 9 out of 10 things that we look at are things that really don't happen or that made a decision to do something different. So there's a certain amount of frustration that comes with that continued rejection as well. But when we have the opportunity, it's kind of known out there in site selection circles, the phrase uncertainty equals no. And we're very blessed here that based on our policies and our current and past trustees, as well as the council that have been so supportive, there's not a question as to whether or not it'll be no. We're able to just say, this is what we can do for you, and Bartlesville can turn a deal faster than any community I'm aware of.
I would take that to the bank. I would. David, is there anything else that you'd like to go on with here as far as the BDA and the importance of making sure that we take care of business here in April?
Well, there's a couple of things. It hasn't been widely broadcast. SMC did purchase 40 acres of Sunset, the former golf course on the west side of town, and he's done some significant work to prepare the ground. I think we'll see some job creation out of that over the years ahead. Beyond that, Custom Molding Services, they purchased the former Voice of the Martyrs building, had some BDA assistance with that. And they're doing very well, with their, they're actually molding dog kennels that are heated. So that's
I'll be doggone.
I think we've just about covered it up to that point. Obviously, as paid by the public, I'm not in a position to say how one should go vote on April 6th. I guess I would say if you like what you've seen over the last 5 years and we'd like to see what it looks like 5 years from now, then by all means go vote for that, and if you haven't, vote that way as well.
David, thank you for being a part of our program here today, and thank you for enlightening us on just what it is the Bartlesville Development Authority does and has been doing for those who might not have really peeled back and taken a look. And Trevor, are you still there, buddy? Okay, he's gone. Alrighty, well, this has been a very, very, very interesting community connection here. David Wood, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's the South.